there is guest time, and I'm really pleased to have Greg and Annie from Papaya Noon on the line because I've been loving their track Flutter. First heard of the guys on TikTok, and it was just one of those little segments that you get that comes up when you don't follow somebody. You go, what is that song? What is that music? What's going on? And that's how I felt about you guys when I first heard your music. So it's really nice to speak to both of you. That's Greg and Annie.
Thank you.
You too. Hello. Excited to be here.
So nice to be here.
And I love the visuals as well. Wherever you both live, it looks amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. We love that. We're obsessed with plants. So
yeah, if you follow the guys online, you'll just see they're all got their musical instruments, but there's plants absolutely everywhere. Which is really nice. If I had them, I'd probably kill them. Anyway, let's go back. First of all, how long has the band Papaya Noon been going?
Just before lockdown,
yeah.
We just like started used to DJ and stuff, so I kind of knew you were like musical, and then I kind of sent you a song and then you like sang over it,
yeah,
and that's what it's kind of like now in it, really.
And then we went into lockdown and we were just like we just thought we might as well go for it, let's see what we can come up with together, and then obviously we had 2 years doing it through lockdown, and then it just kind of all came out of there, really, didn't it?
Yeah, just gonna carry on.
And
see where it goes.
It's different in the way because you both mix your vocals quite a lot. They're together, which is something that you don't get that often. Got the sort of male female vocal both at the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of like a duet sort of in the sense, but we're just trying to find like what sounds nice and
a way of capturing it that sounds nice together. And it takes a while sometimes to get it right. It takes a while to get it to sound nice together. But once we find out how to meld them together, then sometimes it's quite nice.
Because sometimes when you write with somebody else, it can be quite difficult, or there's moments where you might have arguments. But do you find you actually get on really okay? Or you're laughing there, Annie's laughing.
We do get on well. I think there's a bit at the beginning where we were both like really nervous to show each other, you know, so we went through a stage where we were just a bit apprehensive, you know, but then once that wall had come down, we're just silly together, aren't we?
We just know how to do it now. I'll take a track to Annie and then she'll like come up some vocals, so I did all the instrumentation and Annie lays down some vocals.
We know what works now.
I'm glad. How did you come up with a band name?
It's kind of like around the idea of golden hour, you know, like in the afternoon when like the sun's kind of low and it creates like this like nice glow around the house. It's just around that sort of vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, we love the 70s and we love orange, and we've got a bit of a 70s flat, so we love that idea of trying to like capture that mood of the golden era, the orange, and all that. So that was kind of how we came up with Papaya Noon.
My favorite color is orange as well. I love it. That's why I was drawn to you guys. Also, as you said, the music that you do, it's kind of got that chilled funk soul, really good vibe, and it is original. I know people always say it, you know, people try and sort of put people in a genre, but it's original because it's your stuff, isn't it? And it's brand new.
And it well, luckily for us, it was like that. I think you go through that stage at the beginning where you think, right, what do we want to sound like, you know? But then actually when we stopped doing that and we kind of just went with what we loved, and we love a lot of 70s music, we love a lot of funk, we love a lot of soul, we love a lot of R&B, we love and then we kind of just like that's just kind of what came out of it then, when we just let ourselves go with what we liked.
Not trying to write what we thought was nice, just writing what came out of us, really. It always starts with the drum beat normally, and then on the roads, luckily we've got some like really nice equipment here, like the Prophet synth, and then chimes and the rest of it, and then Annie will have a little sing over it, see what comes out.
And how has TikTok been for you guys?
It's been such a blessing. Like we kind of were hesitant to join it because it was just like dancers and like it wasn't sort of like a music thing, but it's such a powerful tool. We met like loads of amazing people, made like connections with people like yourselves, and we found Sonderhaus, a label that we're releasing through now.
Yeah.
So
it's been amazing. It's one of these things where, like, my younger sister has TikTok, and I always thought it was kind of, you know, I didn't realize how powerful it was for music.
Yeah.
How many amazing artists there are on TikTok. But no, it's amazing. It's such a good, it's so good to connect with people on that, yeah. I think.
And like been a promotional tool as well, isn't it? So
Really good.
So what inspires you to write, Annie? Where do you get your lyrics from? Is it, so are you always like jotting stuff down, or is it basically when you've got the music from Greg?
I think so. It's a mixture of both, really. I think when Greg gives me what he's written, I kind of just listen to it, really, and just listen to where it sounds like it should sound like, you know, it, like the pieces kind of come out together and it kind of just comes out quite naturally. And then I think it's just about tapping into experiences in your life that have maybe given you different feelings and emotions, and tapping into that as well then when you write the words, and just kind of bringing those things together, you know. So it's what it should sound like, what I can hear, what it should sound like, but also with my own experiences, and then it kind of just comes together quite naturally in that way.
Now, you said you've got a label, so is there an EP coming out, or are you just releasing sort of singles at the moment, or is there going to be an album, or what are you doing? Because a lot of people now just release EPs, they don't bother with the albums.
Sort of everyone just wants like singles every like 2 months, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know yet, to be honest. Like, we've got a few more tracks that we're like nearly finished with that we want to record and release this year.
I don't know whether
it's going to be like bundled together or
separate. we have talked about that. I think that it is hard, isn't it, when you bring out an album as well, and it costs so much money. So I think for us, we've got three more tracks really that we want to get out this year. But whether we do them individually or maybe a couple together, we're not sure yet. But we're kind of just going to go with the flow and see what happens. Yeah.
So do you do anything outside of music, or is it just music that you concentrate on, or do you have to have other jobs to sort of fund?
I work at a school as a teacher, and then Greg works...
So I'm training as a mental health nurse.
Mm. Yeah. So we're doing... You've got to do stuff to keep you ticking along.
Yeah.
And whereabouts in Wales are you?
In Cardiff.
Ah, I was at the Brecon. My sister's just moved to the Brecon Beacon.
Oh,
actually, I love it.
Look lovely there.
It's so gorgeous. In the middle of nowhere. Yeah, it's so gorgeous. We moved from Bristol, and when we went to Brecon, it was just amazing.
We're big fans.
We love it.
Can say hello to Tom, who's in the studio. He's doing work experience, and I think he's a little bit nervous. So say hello to Tom.
Hi Tom, you're right. Didn't listen to the show before, so
good luck.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
There you go. See, Tom, it's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tom's staring at me now, saying, "Don't put that microphone up again." now we're going to end the interview with the song "Flutter." So tell us about this track.
Oh well, it's about like admiration for like a partner in golden hour again. Actually, it's very specific. But it's the first song we felt like comfortable releasing.
Yeah.
It's been like ages, like trying to find what like sounded good.
It's just that we tried to create a mood with Flutter, really, like we do with the other tracks, and just try and evoke a feeling, really, and create an atmosphere. And hopefully that's come across.
Now, if you want to find out more about Papaya Noon, they're everywhere across most social media. So you can find you on Instagram, you're on TikTok, you're on Twitter, and you're on Facebook as well.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Everywhere.
Thank you.
They are everywhere. So do you want to introduce your song?
This is Flutter by us. Papaya Noon.
Papaya Noon.
Thanks very much, guys. You take care. Thank you.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Feel it when I come up closer to you.